This is BlackAmericaWeb.com News.
It's the head of the Centers for Disease Control sounding confident the U.S. can prevent an outbreak on American soil. Thomas Frieden declaring, we will stop Ebola in its tracks.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, October 8th, 2014.
How you going to do that?
In his tracks, the man said.
In the tracks.
Here are your headlines on this
Wednesday.
Well,
I'm good. How about you?
There is a new study regarding marijuana, and it has shattered the myths about marijuana use. It's a 20-year study, so that means that they've been doing this for quite a while, obviously, and they are shattering some myths. Cannabis does not produce fatal overdoses. Driving while cannabis intoxicated doubles the risk of a car crash. This risk increases substantially if users are also alcohol intoxicated. Cannabis use during pregnancy slightly reduces birth weight of the baby. Regular cannabis users can develop a dependence syndrome, the risk of which are about 1 in 10 in all cannabis users. And they have said that the use of marijuana can be a gateway drug to more harmful and stronger drugs.
And it took them 20 years to come up with all of that?
Well, I mean...
Really?
Well, obviously, with the states that have allowed more... freedom in the use of marijuana. This is something that folks are talking a lot about. The family of a man who died after being placed in a police chokehold has filed a notice of a claim to sue New York City. That would be Eric Garner's family filed the notice, the first step towards suing over Mr. Garner's death. This was this week. A spokesperson for the city controller said that the claim is under review and representatives of the police department and the law department have not made a comment. But Garner, who was unarmed, was stopped by police in Staten Island in July on the 17th on suspicion of selling loose cigarettes. And a video shows that Garner was telling the officers to leave him alone and refusing to be handcuffed, and that's when the chokehold took place, and he was later pronounced dead at
a
hospital.
Who's the lawyer for the family now?
Well, that's a good question in terms of who is going to be defending him, because there is a question about Reverend Al Sharpton and his ties with his attorney, Sandy Rubenstein, who has now been alleged to have participated in a sexual assault against a member of Reverend Al Sharpton's National Action Network staff.
And Reverend Al has cut him loose yesterday.
According to reports yesterday, he has pulled the plug on his collaboration with Sanford Rubenstein in the wake of the accusations that the lawyer raped one of Reverend Sharpton's most trusted NAN, that's the National Action Network,
advisors.
It's not been
proven yet.
No, this is just an allegation on her part. And he was a part of the birthday party that Reverend Al had last week. He allegedly went to his apartment with this woman and another friend. The friend left. And she says that she was drugged and has alleged that there was a sexual assault that took place. Turner Broadcasting is cutting about 1,475 jobs, about 10% of their workforce. Oh. And they say that this is in the coming weeks through layoffs, buyouts, and other measures. And this would be from CNN, TBS, Cartoon Network, True TV, HLN, and other networks and online sites. And we can say goodbye to the game. The TV show on BET has been canceled, and it's coming to an end after the conclusion of seasons 8 and 9. So we still have time with them, and they are being taped now to air in early 2015.
Let that white woman go. It's been downhill after that.
But she came back.
Yeah, but they let her go.
Didn't let her go. She left because she was ill.
I'm just telling you, Shilla, all I'm saying is.
But she came back. So
as soon as the white woman left,
the show went down.
How you going to have a thing about football and you don't have a white woman? That makes no sense.
Those are your headlines.
15 before the hour. This is TJMS.